Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends. This week's episode, we're going to be talking about how to deal with disappointments. They come to all of us, but for some reason, it knocks some people down and they can't get up. And for others, they rise up and shine because of those disappointments. Which one are you going to be? I'm going to give you four ways this week. They're going to help you rise up and shine when you become disappointed. Number one, remember. Remember, throughout history, there are people that have been disappointed that have used it as fuel to propel them to become great. There was this girl who took her law school exam and didn't get a very good score at all. She became disappointed. She took a door-to-door sales job doing fax machine sales. In the Florida weather, hot, swampy, she actually went on to invent a thing that helped her called a product named Spanx. Have you heard of that? Sarah Blakely, yes, you guessed it. If you were thinking, or you're a woman, you know exactly what I'm talking about. She became one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people and is a self-made billionaire. She didn't let failure get her down. There was a little boy who couldn't even speak fluently until he was 9 years old. Every sign pointed to he was anything but a genius. But guess what? He grew up and invented a little thing called the theory of relativity. Yes, you've guessed it, Einstein. He was famous for successes are failures in disguise. You keep moving, you keep trying. Don't get down. All right, this is a fun one. Remember this quote. See if you can guess. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. Michael Jordan, y'all, he's amazing, but he fails, and there's nothing wrong with failure. It's good because you can learn. At a young age of 22, this boy worked at a newspaper in Missouri. His newspaper editor fired him for his lack of creativity. You know who I'm talking about? Walt Disney. Oh my gosh! Hello! Failures, disappointments, they're pivots to better things in life. They are your fuel to making your life what it's meant to be. If you get a failure, number one, remember, so many good, amazing, incredible people throughout history have used their disappointments and failures to make them great, and so can you. Number two, think. When you have disappointment, think about what's good that's going on for you in your life. A wise pirate once said, "The problem is not the problem. The problem is your attitude about the problem." Your thoughts fuel your success. When you're disappointed, when you're discouraged, you can look around and see the good. My late husband passed from bone cancer, and the last 9 months of his life, we were in and out of the hospital and the ER so many times. 7 times, as a matter of fact, just in the ER, and 18 times we were admitted to the hospital just in the last 9 months of his life. And we could have been discouraged, we could have been down, but this was going on 4 years of dealing with a terminal cancer diagnosis. And we knew that no matter what comes your way in life, you have the power to choose your attitude. So instead, when we were admitted to the ER, I would grab my cell phone and we would take a picture and be like, hot date selfie in the ER tonight. It's all about your perspective. It's all about what you think. Nothing can get you down if you use your power in your mind of perspective and you look at what's going good for you in your life. When you're disappointed, Think about your perspective. Think about what's going good in your life. There's always something going good. There's always somebody that would do anything to have the life that you are currently living, even if it is riddled with failure and disappointment. My late husband passed from bone cancer, and it was a 4-year battle with terminal cancer with 3 little babies. Just in the last 9 months of his life, he was hospitalized 18 times, and we went to the ER 7 times. And we could have been disappointed, we could have been ornery, we could have been upset and sad, but after that many years of dealing with it, we looked for the humor. We looked for the good. And we would be in front of the ER, taking a selfie and saying, hot date at the ER again tonight, or, you know what, Lord of the Rings marathon at the hospital, like whatever it was, we knew in that moment, because of so many years of disappointments, that it's all in our mind. We can choose to be happy or disappointed. So think, when problems come to you, how can you use your perspective and your mind to propel you forward, to help you see the good? There is always good in your life, no matter how discouraged you may be. Put on your perspective mind and you will see there's good all around you. Have you been betrayed by a friend? I have. It sucks. It hurts. It made you wonder, what did you ever do to deserve something like that? But guess what? Use your perspective. Look at it as a gift. I look back and go, thank you, Heavenly Father, for showing me who my real friends are. It's perspective. It's how you think about the problem. Maybe you've been divorced. You're part of the D Club. It sucks. But guess what? Every time I think back to mine, I think how much I've learned, how much I've grown, and how proud I am to be the person I am today because I've gone through that. Thank you. Got the t-shirt? Moving on. That's what we have to think. Business loss. I've lost a business. Why my husband and myself were in that entrenched in the cancer battle. We had a business that failed. We had to roll up the doors. It sucked. It didn't make sense. It was like, what is going on? All of these things are piling up in our life. But we had to look at each other and laugh and say, at least our pets' heads aren't falling off. Like, you have to look for the good and you have to think, what can come out of this? How can you be better? I got smarter at business. I learned more because of that business loss. I was grateful for the time that we get to spend together because I had less to worry about because of that business. So use your perspective. Death. I have lost someone so dear and close to me through a cancer battle. As you guys have followed me, and if you haven't, my late husband of 13 years passed, and it'll be 5 years next week, September 28th, he passed away, and it hurts. It stings, and you think, how can something good come out of that? But there are so many good things that have come out of his cancer battle. Cancer has blessed my life so many ways and my children in so many ways. We are stronger. We're more empathetic. I cherish the relationships that I have because of the loss that I've experienced. I appreciate every day because I know every day we have is a gift. And I've learned that in a really hard, disappointing way. And those disappointments that you're experiencing can do the same for you. If you choose to look at that disappointment, failure, complete, utter mess of a life that you think you might have, it's going to help you and not set you back. It's going to set you up for a greater future if you choose to think about it like that. Number 3, when you are experiencing disappointment, believe. Believe in a greater power that is going to help you, that is going to propel you, that is going to strengthen you. I know through what I have been through, my God has been there for me when I have turned to Him. If He has brought you to it, He will bring you through it. In Psalms chapter 18, verse 2, He says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I trust." God sees what we can't. God sees, like a master chessboard, how we can ultimately win. And if we turn to Him and we believe and we have faith and we move forward, even when we're disappointed, years down the road, we'll look back and go, huh, oh, that's why God did that. Oh, that's why that bad thing happened, because I was supposed to meet this person. And because of that, I am where I'm at now. There's countless times, if you calculate through your mind, you can see God already working in your life. Those disappointments are setting you on a path to success. Believe and have faith. Number four, don't give up. No matter what, no matter how hard, no matter how disappointed, how distraught, how devastated, how betrayed, no matter how utterly a mess you think your life is, don't give up. Keep forging forward. Keep moving forward. You can do this. Don't give up. Thomas Edison said, "Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up." Setbacks aren't setbacks if you view them as setups. It's laying out the pieces to your beautiful, amazing life if you trust, if you believe, if you have faith. Listen, if you were told you had to knock on 38 doors and the 39th door would be the one that would open for you, hey, boom, failure, knock, knock, knock. You'd be more driven to knock on more doors. And that's what our life is. We need to be driven through our failures, through our disappointments, because it is through those disappointments and failures that we are going to be able to walk through the door of who we were meant to be. For you, is it 39 doors? Is it 8 doors? Is it 72 doors? We don't know the number, but we do know you are one step closer after a failure to something greater. Fail faster. Is your life a mess? Is it full of disappointment? Are you experiencing hard, hard things right now? Don't ask, why me? Ask, why not me? You can learn. You can grow. That's why we're here. When you are discouraged, don't forget the four things that are going to help you. One, remember. Two, think. Three, believe. And four, don't give up. You can do this. Don't forget, no matter what, to put on your big girl pants.